We use them every day, and we know all the shortcuts and tricks to keep us at our most productive. And we know these products are called Word and Windows. But why?
These products were both named in 1983, when the company was small, and product names were usually chosen by the interested group of employees, those who would develop and market the product, along with PR and executive approval. Word was originally scheduled to be named Multi-Tool Word as a new member of the Multi-Tool product family, which at that time only included Multiplan. By the time the product shipped, however, the name had been shortened to just Microsoft Word. Roland Hansen, the new corporate communications director, who came from the cosmetics industry, is usually given credit for suggesting this simpler brand strategy. Jeff Rakes was the application's marketing manager at the time. Charles Simone and Bill Gates also had a hand in the product naming decision. A couple of alternate names for Windows were its codename Interface Manager, and a suggestion from Jeff Rakes was Microsoft Desktop. In the book Inside Out, Pam Edstrom tells this story. A group of key employees started meeting weekly to refine the marketing strategy for the new GUI operating system. Balmer, who was then vice president of systems, and Jim Harris, the head of OEM, were also part of the group. They planned to launch it on November 10th, 1983, just 1 week before Comdex, and we wanted to make sure that everyone at Comdex knew all about it. One of Pam's ideas for raising visibility was to have the product paged at airports around the world during the week between our announcement and Comdex. But then she started to wonder, how would that sound?
Mr. Interface Manager, please pick up a white courtesy phone for a message.
To test it out, she called the San Jose airport and asked them to page Mr. Interface Manager. That doesn't sound like a person, the operator told her, and we don't do products. They voted, and the name Windows came out the winner because it was more visual and more user-friendly, and it more accurately described the graphical boxes, or windows, that were a fundamental part of Microsoft's new operating system. Can you imagine what the world would look like today if they'd chosen the name Interface Manager instead? So that's why.